Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how the U.S. government last week effectively declared economic war on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Further, President Trump last Friday suddenly postponed a speech which would have had much the same effect on China. These are not the only instances of global political insanity last week. The U.S. government ordered all Americans to evacuate North Korea by the end of this month, a signal of possible future military action. For its part, China's defense ministry released a statement on its dispute with nuclear-armed India, saying, quote, "The crossing of the mutually recognized national borders on the part of India is a serious violation of China's territory and runs against international law. The determination and the willingness and the resolve of China to defend its sovereignty is indomitable, so it will safeguard its sovereignty and security interests at whatever cost," unquote. Also last week, Australia proposed to discourage hoarding of that country's money by inserting nanochips into currency to enable tracking them, and replacing existing notes with new issues bearing expiration dates. The Australian government makes a huge profit every time someone hoards its currency, so you can see how such actions might actually damage that country's government finances and the national economy. It was also reported that government pension funds in America last year only earned a combined 0.6% compared to the average projection of a 7.5% return. Further, now that the repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act may be dead, insurance companies last week started announcing next year's rates with some increases as large as 30%. Last but not least, the U.S. dollar index continued to fall through the end of last week, down more than 9% year-to-date. Despite this, the U.S. government, through actions of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, the Federal Reserve, and the Exchange Stabilization Fund, continued to temporarily prop up U.S. stock prices to new record levels. There's much more insanity, but that's all I have time for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.